And we are continuing with our candidates' presentation on Ditto Ouattara. Our thanks to Arnold Boyer. Coming up after this candidate will be Cody Daibo, but now in studio with us, Sterling Deer, one of the five candidates, as you just heard in that promotion for Monday night's grand debate, is Sterling Deer, and all the grand chief candidates also being offered their 16 minutes of time on the air. So Sterling, nyawa to you for being here, and I'll give you a chance to introduce yourself to those who don't know you.
Nyawa, Paul. Gwe gwe gana wage onu. Sterling ganakta Deer. For anybody that doesn't know me, my mother's the late Muriel Deer, and my father was Johnny Deer. I've been involved in politics since I was able to walk, I want to say. In my grandmother's hand, going to the Knights of Columbus. You know, she would take us there to the meetings, and then with my mother, with her being on the school committee in the 70s, the inception of Ganawaga Survival School, and Quebec government trying to implement Bill 101 on all English-speaking schools in the province. I tuned in as young as I was, and I absorbed all the meetings, discussions, negotiations. So I always had it in my heart to, if I ever had the chance, the time, to be a part of the, I want to say the, you know, the political format, or the, you know, the political field, to you know, bring some of my knowledge. And, you know, what I learned over the last 50 years being on this Mother Earth, to Ganawaga. And, you know, Ganawaga has always been, you know, good to me in my life. And I just want to, you know, take this opportunity, if I could, to give back to the community and, you know, do my best with the knowledge I have and what I learned living here all my life. You know, learning the language, you know, going to schools here, you know, keeping to my culture, my traditions, you know, my values, and being a Ganyagahaga person, a free Ganyagahaga person in, you know, Ganawaga.
You brought a picture in with you today.
Yeah, Paul, that's a picture of my mother and the school committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's Shirley Scott, Lorna Delormier, Nancy Deer, and Geraldine Standup. This picture was taken on the first day of survival school, when they said, when it was all done, and, you know, the first day of school in the new school that they fought so hard for, and they had jackets made. You know, they all wearing their jackets, and they were so happy because they said, finally.
That's 40 years ago.
Yeah. Finally, we have our own school here. We can, you know, install our culture. You know, our children can go on and do greater things leaving this school with their identity, their culture, and knowing who they are as a Oguenhue person.
And how do you propose to build upon that kind of legacy if you are voted in as Grand Chief?
Well, Paul, you know, there's a lot of things in Ganawaga that, you know, I've seen pass, you know, in my lifetime. And we've been through a lot of hard times, a lot of good times. And I always remember one thing about Ganawaga and the people. When hard times came to our community, we always banded together. Regardless of the issues, or, you know, if this person didn't like that person, or, you know, everybody left, put that aside. We all banded together and we pulled together. Like they say, pull together, not apart. We pulled together and we were strong. And I want to, you know, try to keep that going. And, you know, sometimes it gets off track and we just got to push it a little bit, get it back on track. And we have a lot of good people in this community, smart people. And I feel, you know, we can accomplish great things.
How? What specifically would you do to push Ganawaga forward? Because there's always this talk of not relying so much on monies, or you can't count on monies from the federal and provincial governments. Now, you know, with C218, that could affect Gatnawaga's bottom line as well. You're a business person, so how do you lead from the top and you know, generate funds?
Well, there'll always be business people in Gatnawaga. The business community is flourishing in Gatnawaga. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, the businesses are going bankrupt every day. That's not the case. Look around you. Mm-hmm. Look what we have. We have people out there that are willing to take the risk in business, willing to do things in the community to better this place, to develop economic development, you know, to create jobs and not necessarily rely on external entities or the government to say, yes, you can or no, you can't, because we're sovereign. We hold our own jurisdiction here in Gatnawaga. And they have to understand that every time we want to open a business or you know, do anything on our territory, mm-hmm. that they have to understand that we're a sovereign nation. We have jurisdiction over our whole territory in means of business, commerce, and whatever else you want to do here in Gatnawaga. We don't necessarily have to rely on the external entities, the Quebec and Canadian government. I don't want to be their friend. I want them to respect Gatnawaga and what we have here.
Well, don't you have direct experience in doing something like that as the owner of Mohawk Bridge Consortium and paving?
For sure. For the last 15, 16 years, I've been, you know, at the table with, you know, the top brass of the federal and provincial government, and they know me. Sometimes they don't like me, but... You know, at times they had said it. We don't like you. You know, we don't like what you, but we respect you because you stand up for your people and you'll never back down and you'll never let your people down. And it was, you know, sometimes they're hard in business dealing with you know, outside entities. You know, there's six people on the other side of the table and there's three of yous. And, you know, it's kind of intimidating at first. But, you know, once they understand your position, your stance, and that you're not going to back down, they will change policy. They will, you know, do things to, I want to say, maybe accommodate sometimes that they don't like it. But, so, you know, it's too bad because in Gatnawaga, that's the way it is. You don't go to a negotiation and ask. You go to a negotiation and demand.
So give me a concrete example of a success that you have had with either level of government in one of those negotiations and in fighting for the rights of Mohawk workers?
Well, I don't want to say it's in the rights of Mohawk workers. It's we're all born with original rights as Gatnawaga people when we walk on this Turtle Island. And, you know, one of the major things was the, you know, the redecking of the Mercier Bridge when it was, you know, announced... you know, in 2001, 2002, they came to us and, you know, a group of, you know, contractors. And at the time, they just threw a paper on the table and said, well, you know, this is too big for you. You might want to rethink about the risk you're gonna take, taking this on. And we said, well, we don't even know what you're talking about. So they said, well, we want to redo the whole Mercier Bridge, and, you know, it's X amounts of millions of dollars. It's so huge. And they said the only way we see and feel that you could do it is if we help you and another major firm comes in here to, you know, I guess
direct
teach us how to work.
Okay.
Teach us how to work or something. It was kind of hurtful when they said that.
How did you resolve it?
Well, it took upwards of about 3 years negotiating and getting them to, you know, to understand that, you know, we have people in the community. We have the, you know, the means and the methods to do anything in Gatnawaga. And they always came back and said, you know, they always had every excuse in the book not to sit down and talk business with us. They always had a plan that they were going to bring in a big firm here, they were going to do the job, and they were going to leave. And we always said, you know, that's not going to happen in Gatnawaga. And you know, I remember one of the meetings, we said, well, this meeting's over. You know, we didn't talk for a year. Then they came back and they said, well, you know, I think we have to sit down and start talking again because, you know, we understand your point of view. The Mohawks are Ganawage, and we're ready to talk. I said, well, we all said, well, okay, well, you better be ready to talk on our terms. Because that's the way, you know, we are in Ganawage. We have hard heads, and, you know, sometimes we're stubborn, but it's for the betterment of the community, of people, and everybody, the children, the future generations, to protect that, what we have left. You got to understand, Paul, it's like a box, a pizza box. And the pizza's all gone, and there's just crumbs in there. And they still want those crumbs. But they're not going to get it because we're going to fight right till the end to keep that.
You're describing a success you've had in a negotiation. Has there ever been an instance or a regret that you've had that you haven't gotten for you and for your workers what you felt that you deserved, where you essentially failed in the negotiation?
I don't want to say failed.
Or came out with less than you had hoped for.
That's a big word.
Failure's a big word. Less than you had hoped for.
You know, I don't want to use that word, but, you know, there was some tough times, and I always had, and everybody always said, we're not going to do this until everything's right. Because we could have, you know, could have did it, and it could have, everything could have went wrong. And it was a risk, because we had to have the, you know, at the end of the day, it's the whole community that picture you're putting out there. It's not just Sterling Deer, because when they, you know, I don't like to use the word, but when they, you know, they put us in the newspapers for everything we do wrong or everything they think we do wrong in this community, you know, they put a twist on it and, you know, to sell newspapers, but that's not the you know, always the truth.
Sterling, we have about 3 minutes left, believe it or not. And I'm wondering if, you know, first of all, why are you jumping in with both feet? Instead of running for elected council official, why are you running for grand chief right away?
Well, I like I said, I was involved in politics since I was able to walk, Paul, and you know, I feel that, you know, to be grand chief and to be a leader for the people, by the people, you know, you have to, you know, have a lot of life experiences. You have to be through those times and those, you know, tribulations and develop, you know, a thick skin and when to open your mouth and when to keep it closed. And, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, I think I'm ready for the challenge. And I think I'll, you know, if I'm given the chance, I'll, you know, do my best.
What kind of a leader would you be?
Well, I'd be a leader for the people. You know, you know, to fight for our language, our jurisdiction, our sovereignty, you know, our culture. You know, we need more land in Ganawage. You know, we have to put our feet on the ground and we have to fight for our, you know, it's our land. You know, we're not gonna sit there and wait till we have, you know, this much land left to get up and say, well, you know, oh, there's a problem here. There's a shortage of land in Ganawage right now. And all our land around us is being expropriated, and we have to move fast, and we have to, you know, take this at a national level and start getting our land back to expand our boundaries in Ganawage. Mm-hmm. So we can have more housing, more, you know, places for our people to live.
How do you bring together a divided table?
Well, you know, divide, that's a government's tactic, Paul.
Well, I'm talking about council table. You have, well, all kinds of elected officials to deal with.
I understand what you're saying. You just have to, you know, you have to work through your differences. Everybody has to understand we're working for the greater good of the community, the future generations. We're not sitting there for ourselves, Paul. You know, we could be gone one day and that'll still be going. And the future generations have to count on you to be, you know, diplomatic with one another and respect one another. And they say pull together, not apart. Mm-hmm. Because you're strong when you pull together. Like two horses, they're pulling together, not apart. That's strong. The unity It brings so much strength. Just like in the past, like I was telling you, all the things we've been through, all the things we've been through as Ganyagahaga people on Turtle Island. When there's problems on the East Coast, you know, people come here. When there's problems on the West Coast, we go there. You know, now we're dealing with the residential schools and the findings of the 215 of our ancestors. And I just want to say, you know, those children, they didn't have a voice. They didn't have a voice when they were being abused, assaulted, and, you know, whatever else happened. Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. If I'm elected Grand Chief, they're going to hear my voice, and I'll beat their voice. And the whole Turtle Island is going to hear our voice now, because those young ones that were brutally assaulted and killed by the hands that were in charge of them, they didn't have a voice. They weren't heard, but I'm going to tell you, they're going to hear us now loud and clear.
Sterling, we're going to hear from you again on Monday at the Grand Debate. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Appreciate you coming in this afternoon.
I just have one more thing, Paul. I want to thank the...
Can you save it till Monday? Because it wouldn't be fair for the amount of time for Cody. So I appreciate you coming in,
all right,
Sterling.
All right, y'all going to walk it. Anna.
Anna.